Welcome back. Thank you for exploring the Heights School. This is Nate Gadiano, Associate Director of Admissions, and I'm excited to bring you another open house presentation from our headmaster, Alvaro De Vicente. Having covered the physical formation of our boys, in this presentation, Alvaro delves into the intellectual formation of our upper school students. In particular, he discusses how our liberal arts curriculum is designed to be, well, a liberal arts curriculum. Curriculum that, in the full sense of the word, is liberal, and indeed, liberating. Libertà va cercando, says Dante's guide Virgil. He goes seeking liberty, freedom. And so too our students. To this end, we want to help our boys identify the truth, communicate the truth, and fall in love with the truth. I hope you find Alvaro's presentation on the intellectual formation of our upper school students both edifying and enjoyable.
The curriculum is a system, right? When you're looking at a school's curriculum, you're looking at what system does that school have to educate the students. So it's an organized system. There are many different systems that you could adopt. The system that we have, the curriculum that we have, is liberal arts. Now, liberal arts needs to be explained. And perhaps the best way for me to explain it is that what liberal arts curriculum will do for your son is will set him free. It's a curriculum that's designed to liberate him, to set him free, to get him away from the cares and the needs of today so that he can think about what is really important. While at the same time, by doing so, be able to take care of the needs of today very well, but that he goes beyond those. Initially, what this curriculum will do is will help your son to comprehend, to think, and to communicate. To comprehend, which is not only to understand what somebody is saying, but to understand the truth of what somebody is saying. And this is going to be most important nowadays when your son is going to be exposed to incredible loads of misinformation. And sometimes that misinformation is easy to identify, sometimes it isn't, because it comes very nicely packaged. So to comprehend, that's the first step, to really be able to discern what is the truth in this which is being conveyed to me, whether it's orally or in the written form. Second is to think, which is to connect ideas, right? As Chesterton would say, is to connect the dots, and you stop thinking when the dots are going to be connected. But by connecting ideas, you're able to go beyond what is presented to you. Right? You're not just the recipient of information that then you transfer through your life. You comprehend the truth, and by really understanding the truth and connecting it, you're able to go to a truth that is deeper than what was given to you. You are richer through this process than you were before the thinking began. And thirdly, to communicate, and to communicate not only in an accurate way, but also in an attractive way, right? In a way that is shaped to the audience. That's the first layer. What you really attain through liberal arts education is to know reality, to know the reality of the physical universe. A liberal arts education includes science, and it has to be top science, includes math, which is the language through which physical bodies relate to one another. It includes those disciplines, to know the physical universe. Also to know the human universe, not only to know how objects relate to one another, but how people relate to one another, and that's where history comes in, and literature comes in, and even logic comes in, because logic is the language of communication between intangible bodies, right, between thoughts, and those thoughts have to communicate as well. But even more importantly than knowing the physical universe and knowing the human universe is that the liberal arts, and here's where the real liberation comes in, you get to know yourself. There is incredible self-knowledge. That's where philosophy comes in. And you cannot know yourself if you don't know what the point of your existence is. And that's where theology comes in. You have to study physics to know how objects relate to one another. You have to study metaphysics to know how the heart and the will relate to one another. And you have to study theology to understand what is it that I'm supposed to do with my life. Once you know what you're supposed to do with your life, who you are, talk about a self-confidence booster, right? You have self-confidence not because some people tell you that you're great. You have self-confidence because you have a sense of purpose in your own life. You know what you're about. You know what you're supposed to do with your life. And you know that you can because you have all the support and all the assistance that you need. Beethoven, Bach, the great composers, did not compose their music because they wanted to sell thousands of recordings or because they wanted to be famous. They did sell thousands of recordings. They became really famous. But that was not their initial goal. If that had been their initial goal, we would have called them small-minded. Right? What a shame with the talent that you have, that all you want to do is be famous. What they really wanted to do is to be able to express truth through sound in a beautiful way. And by doing that, to inspire people to greatness and goodness. That's what they wanted to do. And in the process, they became very famous. And they sold thousands of recordings. Your sons, through high school education, will get into a good college. They will get a good professional job. That's a natural result of the education. It's not the goal. If the goal was for him to get into a good college and then get a good job, we would be small-minded. And we're not, because you are here and you want something much greater. Your son is made for something much greater than that. His education is meant to do something much greater than get into college and get a good job. It's meant to liberate him so that he can really engage the universe, engage other people, engage ideas, engage God in a true way. A natural result will be very nice college acceptances and will be very nice professional jobs.
Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed Alvaro's presentation on the intellectual formation of our upper school students and would like to hear more, please register online for one of our many open houses. For more on the admissions process this year, please check out the admissions 2020-2021 page on our website. Thanks again, and stay tuned to hear more about how the Heights forms the physical, intellectual, moral, and spiritual good of our boys.